Blog Talk Radio.
Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, spiritual relationship healing expert and licensed mental health counselor, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love. Author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com, and Healing Through Love seminar leader. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Elihe Merel, former TV producer who became inspired to study child psychology. When she moved to Miami, she began working with Guardian Ad Litem, the children's advocacy group for abused youth in Miami-Dade County. Since 2001, she's been contributing to Living Values USA nationally and internationally, training teachers in an emotional literacy program. She adapted the system for parents and has led hundreds of families in the program at ACES School in Aventura, Florida. Elihe is currently getting her master training in the renowned Encounter Center Couples Therapy, a course led by Hedy Schleifer. As her work with parents evolved, Elihe began developing separate programs for couples, noticing the need for that communication bridge in each family. She then transitioned to working with couples without children, helping them cross the invisible bridge to the world of the other. They can see a glint of a new way to find each other, a shining bridge, a diamond in the dark. So I'd love to welcome you, Elihe.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like to start by asking you to please share a little bit about your background, training, and experience, and what's been happening, what led to what you're doing right now.
Well, it was wonderful listening to you introduce me, because it condenses all the years and ups and downs and make me sound a lot smarter than I am, because it really, I think, the life of as a parent was the most humbling teaching that I got, because if I had a nickel for every time that I judged other parents before I had children, I would never have to work again. I just knew that it was going to be so easy. And, you know, why can't you just be smart and love your children and raise them? And what happened after I had children, I saw that all the stuff that I judged other people with, I was doing myself. And it was really a humbling, painful situation. And I started digging into what brings this up, which is what I call now a diamond in the dark.
Can I just say something? You triggered something right there, because I had the same attitude about marriage before getting married. I couldn't understand why people didn't just get rid of this person and just move on and that kind of thing. And it's more complex.
Just get along, right? Just exactly.
Right.
And I think that is, I think that's the first step, to admit that there is something here bigger than what seems to be the trouble at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the gold that, or gold diamond, whatever I call it, the gift, is that I started not only noticing in myself, seeing that all the people who people get married because they mostly love each other and would do anything for each other at that time. But
right.
then at least 50% of the marriages end in divorce that we know of, and the other 50, I hardly saw anybody who was vibrant and living together and excited about living with each other and didn't call each other the ball and chain. And actually that was one of my requirements with my husband. I said, if we ever start making those kinds of jokes about each other, we have to do something about it. We will have to end it. And we laughed about it, and we didn't joke about it, but we could really understand those jokes at some point. So,
absolutely.
Yes, that's what brought me there. So, you know, the studies where just I was lucky enough time and time again to be at the presence of some of the greatest teachers, and I was thirsty for the knowledge. So I learned it, and as they usually say, Elahid took the ball and ran with it.
Oh.
And there have been so many that I have been trained by physically, and there are so many whose books have touched me. And there's a philosopher called Martin Buber from 20th century, who's one of his biggest teachings is in the book I and Tao. And in that book, he says that our relationship is sacred, and that sacredness does not live in me or you, but in the space in between.
That is so beautiful. And Fritz Perls' wife, Laura Perls, spoke about meeting each other in a relationship at the contact boundary.
Oh.
So that
the
was
contact boundary,
too.
Yes. And that's what I believe my teacher, Heidi Schleifer, calls the encounter.
Right. And
yeah.
And that's what's so important, and people don't meet there. They go past it. They try to push it away.
It is scary. In order to meet there, you have to go through some dark neighborhoods. And what I mean by that is our survival pattern, our survival knots that were very useful at some point when we had pain and fear. We created those things and we put them away and we rose above them so that we could survive and live. But unfortunately, we do not go back and find out what they are because it's scary, and who needs that? And that's what I believe is what's coming up after a marriage, such as your own example, or the kids who you love and you would do anything for them, but they throw their backpack somewhere and you see blood.
Wow.
And you wonder what happened to this amazing, loving, enlightened human being before she had children. And now she can get upset over a small thing by somebody that you love more than your life. And
well, what happens
all
is the person that's living with you and close with you, a spouse or your children, they know you so well, and they know how to push your buttons. So there's more to it than meeting a stranger or new people outside that you don't know that well.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you talked about pushing the buttons, which is the school of Imago believes that we subconsciously hire people who are most likely to push our buttons. And
I like
it wouldn't
that we
be
hire
nice. You hire, and it wouldn't be nice to fire them when they do their job so well. So why do we hire people who would push our buttons? Because nature isn't really interested in us having fun. Nature is interested in us being whole. that really going, having the courage, finding a pair of eyes that will keep us safe so that we could walk through the darkness and get the gift that will heal us, that will bring us relational maturity. The gift
so
and the
can
gift.
You describe what you mean by diamond in the dark? I think you're already alluding to it, but
I did. By the process that we do that Haiti taught me and I do in workshops or in private with private clients is we invite them to go over the bridge to the world of the other, because each one of us is living in their own universe. And we each have our own language, our own soul language. In order to really see the other as another, we need to leave our own world, our own ego, our own understandings behind us and become aware of that space that I was talking about, and then take that invisible bridge over to the world of the other. And by doing this and saying, I'm here, I'm ready to hear you, there's a few steps that we take, which is mirroring, validating, and empathizing with what the other is saying. And in order to really hear them, we need to mirror them word by word in the beginning, especially if there is a charge about that issue.
Well, what you're talking about, I'm hearing what happens with people who really feel insecure. Like your partner just said something to you that you don't like and you feel hurt and you feel unloved. Not so easy to just be mirroring. You tend to just react.
Absolutely. And that's what has gotten us to where we have been. And that's why they end up in a workshop or asking for help from professionals and say, we love each other, but it takes us from 0 to 60, the drop of a hat, to go to that place and either become reactive by showing it or have the feelings but put it under the carpet, because we know if we bring it up there's going to be a fight.
So either way, they either express it or they don't deal with it, but in both cases they're not looking at the relationship. They're only thinking of themselves, how I feel. That's what I find.
Absolutely. And that piles up. And if you are mature enough to not want to have a fight at that moment, you put it under the carpet. And then the carpet gets really big and you keep tripping. So,
yes.
So what do we do is to teach a skill. And what I love about this is that the couple can leave your office with a skill that they could use on their own.
This skill is, of course,
they can get better and better at it, but there is a ritual, there are a few steps, you explain it, they each practice it and feel it, and something happens that cannot be described by words. And once they have really experienced it in their body, they can go home and wish for it and try it. Even put the list in front of them. Okay, step one, we sit this close to each other. Step two, we hold each other's hands. Step three, we look into each other's eyes. Step four, we decide who is the visitor and who is the host. And even though it seems contrived, it is much better than that familiar feeling of getting into a fight again.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it sounds beautiful. I do a type of body work that gets people to that close place also, because they're not...
I am...
in their regular, they're not in their regular defensive mode. Somebody is receiving gentle body work and talking about the issue, and the partner's listening, and then they get it because there's a little distance. What you're talking about is distancing yourself and then coming close together. So talk a little more about the space, because that's what it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. You put your finger on it. You use the body, which is still full of honesty because it hasn't learned to lie to itself.
Right.
And so you use the body to create that. And that's exactly what we're talking about. The space gets polluted when we start reacting the old ways, and we put the pain and the labeling and the blaming in the space. Even though it's invisible, you immediately feel it.
Right.
The children, actually, yes.
You don't even have to say the words. They've done studies where they observed microseconds of facial expressions, and they could determine with a therapist and a client who had tried to commit suicide, that they could tell within a fraction of a second, just looking at the expressions on both the therapist and the client, whether or not the client was going to make another suicide attempt. It was like that obvious from the facial expressions.
That's beautiful that you said that, because we teach reading the landscape of the face. All
wow.
Those muscles are familiar to us. And guess to who else is very familiar with the landscape of your face? Our children. Those were their clues when there was no language. They looked up at these benevolent giants who came to the room and brought them food and warmth. They read those lines. That's why one reason we cannot lie to our children. If you're sad or angry, they see it. So precisely that, and once that muscle is in, the space gets polluted, and denying it isn't going to help anybody. So that is why the idea of having one of the couples, having had this skill, one of the couple can tell the other one, I would like to invite you over to a bridge. I want to discuss this in that setting. And that is the big step of maturity.
And is that the encounter? Or what is the encounter?
The encounter happens. Okay, let me talk about the three invisible. And the triangle, it's the space between the two. It's the invisible bridge that you take to the other. And then the encounter happens. Over and over, I have observed two people sitting across from each other. This atmosphere is created. Their eyes are looking at each other. They're regulating each other's brain. And at some point, I would call it a double aha moment, where one person from their own essence is able to observe the essence of the other, to just accept and love who is sitting across from them, and dropping the judgment.
That is beautiful.
Like that quote, thank you. Like that quote from Rumi that says, out beyond the ideas of right thinking and wrong thinking, there is a field, I meet you there.
Right.
They meet there. They meet in that place.
As you're saying this, I realize they have met there before, because that's what made them fall in love. That's
absolutely
how they felt at one point. And then, you know, everything else seemed to get in the way, and they think that that person is no longer there.
That's beautiful. That's really what I believe. Rather than thinking the falling in love is an illusion, the falling in love and the encounters are the real ones, and it's all the stuff in between that is the illusion.
What a shift in thinking, and most people haven't made that shift.
Wow.
Even therapists and coaches probably haven't made that shift.
I think it makes life so much easier for therapists and coaches to really have this image in their head as the couple walks in, not to buy into the woundology and the victimhood and the story of who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, but to say, I am in charge of helping you make the space between you two luminous again. This is what I like.
Hmm. And how do you help bridge this gap with children? You deal a lot with children.
Yes, I help parents bridge the gap with their own children. Because again, as I said, the tool goes home with them. And the way I do that is in between the adults, you switch roles. You become a visitor sometimes and a host sometimes. But in the case of the children, you are always the visitor. And another thing that's important with the kids, depending on the age of the children, they don't like to feel that this is contrived and you are using some system. So you really have to be creative on making it look flowing. And the example is, as an adult, the host says 3 or 4 sentences, and the visitor says, I heard you say, then mirrors, then says, did I get you? But with the kids, with the young adults, we drop, I heard you say, and did I get you, and really make it a flowing conversation.
Hmm. Nice. Well, are you teaching this somewhere? Can you share with us where you're working and how somebody might get in touch with you about this?
Well, we talk about it in our workshops, but the actual going over the bridge needs a few hours of time that there is no pressure. It can be done on 3-day workshops that Heidi Schleifer offers, and I do it in privacy of the office, but the workshop that we have for parents introduces the idea in little clips in the workshops, and then the parents get to practice that either with each other or with me to get a taste of what it feels like to go over the bridge with another person. And they're always amazed because we are really never stressed and saddened or angry for the reasons that we think we are. As soon as we are feeling safe enough to go deeper, the top issue comes up and the second or third issues take you immediately to that cellar where the pieces of puzzle that were lost from your wholeness are sitting there.
Wow. Can you give some kind of example of a couple or a parent and a child?
Oh, well, just last week I had a parent and a beautiful 10-year-old daughter who had been just feeling worse and worse at home, threatening to hurt herself, getting into fights with her sister. And they have a very beautiful, loving family, so she just wanted me to see her daughter. And I said, I'm not licensed even to see your daughter by herself, but why don't you bring her here? And after a few minutes of her feeling safe enough, a cookie and a glass of milk does that sometimes for 10-year-olds, and she sat there and she told her mom over the bridge, when she came over the bridge, she said, there is something I really want to tell you about, and it's about these two girls who have been teasing me all these years. And, 10 days ago, this happened. And the mother just heard her. usually at home when she talks about this, the mother would get really upset and would want to fix it and would want to call the school or the parents. And that's why the daughter didn't feel right to talk about it.
She didn't feel
safe. In
this
session, she felt safe enough to go deeper and deeper into the story. And I had her come up with four little stories of when this happened in the basketball court, and another day I was sitting under the papaya tree, and who came and what. And then the mother wove this into a fairy tale, into a story of once upon a time there was a girl who was this and that. Once the story was finished, it became what you therapists call it externalizing. And it became a story of another person, and she was so able to see that and see her own beauty in the story and see that she would never exchange her place with these mean kids, that she is happy being who she is and how wrong they were and how powerful she felt. And then what we do is we say, if you had a time machine and you could go back to that place right now holding your mom's hand, and would you like to hold someone else's hand? She said, I don't want to hold anybody's hand, but I would like you and my mom to be standing there when I talk to them. And so she found a voice to role play that scene, this time having found her power. And after an hour and 15 minutes, she skipped out of my office because she was so happy. That whole scene had a new frame around it.
That is so beautiful. Wow. And I know that that can work with couples too, because they do love each other and they did love each other. And so much stuff gets in the way. So I can almost imagine them walking out of the office almost skipping.
I have to say, I should put a camera outside catching people skipping and walking in with the shoulders drooping. You're absolutely right. And the beauty of the stuff with the couples is that most of the painful situations were created as a child, in their childhood. And the solutions of those issues also have to come in a relationship, because the problems were created in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And so when you are able to talk about your pain as a 7-year-old boy while you're sitting next to your wife looking at you with those loving, safe eyes, then that you have a new narrative in your emotional memory.
You explain this so well, because this is what I have also experienced with the person receiving body work, because they get relaxed and they get back to that issue from childhood.
I am so excited. When I heard your work, when I heard you talk about your work, I realized that all the work that you have been doing last 100 years, the psychologists, the therapists, are now being backed with the science of the new neural pathways in the brain, and they are
We're kind of running out of time, so I want to make sure, is there a way for people to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. There is. We have workshops on the last Thursdays of the month in the Miami Beach Library for free, so that for the parents. There is also a website called Art of Parenting Online .com. And if they go there, they can find all the information about me. And if they Google me or Facebook me, my name is Elahe Merel, Elahe Merel. They will find the telephone number and an email, elimerel@me.com.
And then I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. It's wonderful having you here. On our next show, I will be speaking with Dr. Denise Bonnet-Jones about a controversial topic, the difference in the socialization of two different cultures and how that affects self-esteem, business development, and relationships. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond. Learn about my complete relationship system at budurl.com/lovesystempreview or schedule a counseling or coaching session at drericawellness.com.